The chairman of the Fed is ready to take questions.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Some people like to call Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke the Wizard of Oz, as in the man behind the curtain, pulling the strings that help make our economy what it is, while trying not to say too much about what he's doing. Well, today, that all changes for a moment. Ben Bernanke will be taking questions at the National Press Club. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong tells us why.
Loose lips can sink T-bills. That's why the Fed chairman tends to speak only when Congress forces him to climb Capitol Hill. But in the last couple of years, Bernanke has done 60 Minutes and a TV town hall. He speaks of transparency, how the Fed has some splaining to do about controversial decisions like buying billions in government bonds. Fed historian Alan Meltzer says the Fed's under pressure.
There are a lot of criticisms of what they've done, and many of them are correct. That is, their record is far from unblemished. And they now have a Republican Congress thinking about putting restrictions on what they can do.
Reporters will grill Bernanke on the bond buying and whether it stokes inflation, on the weak job market, and a new report on the financial crisis, indicting the Fed for poor mortgage standards. Bernanke can duck and weave, though. 3 years ago at the press club, he was asked if steroid user Alex Rodriguez should get into baseball's Hall of Fame. Bernanke stepped to the plate and said, quote, "I like baseball." In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Well, the cyclone that hit Australia yesterday and damaged sugar crops has sent sugar prices to a 30-year high. Meanwhile, wheat prices are at historic highs, thanks in part to the unrest in Egypt, the world's largest wheat importer. And if that's not enough, the UN's food price index hit a record high last month. For more on all this, let's bring in Kevin Kerr of Kerr Global Commodities Watch. Good morning.
Good morning.
So will consumers notice these price spikes in the things that they buy, and if so, when?
Consumers are going to be going down the grocery aisle, and they're going to realize that 10 to 20 cents on the dollar, they're going to see increases in things like soda and other things that are dependent on sugar almost immediately. The producers are going to pass this cost on almost immediately to consumers.
And Kevin Kerr, is this just a bunch of coincidences? I mean, wheat prices going up because of what's going on in Egypt, sugar prices going up because of the cyclone that hit Australia. Is it just a bunch of coincidences, or is there something larger going on here?
Well, it really is a perfect storm. We have all of this civil unrest happening at the same time. We have inflation creeping in globally and, of course, more demand. So we are seeing everything kind of come together at once. And unfortunately for the consumer, which is already struggling, these prices are creeping up very, very quickly, in some places faster than others. And that's also partly responsible for the civil unrest we're seeing in many of these countries already.
Kevin Kerr of Kerr Global Commodities Watch, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down across Europe right now, about 0.1% lower in Germany. President Obama heads to Pennsylvania today with an idea to boost construction spending. He wants to cut oil and gas tax credits so he can give tax credits to businesses that make their buildings more energy efficient. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rose a little less than 2 points to close at 12,041.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. By Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com. And by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at YellowBook360.com.
So German stocks are down about 0.1%, as I said a moment ago. That's according to the so-called DAX index, which tracks the goings-on at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. Well, turns out that exchange is in for major changes. Marketplace's David Brancaccio is tracking how the economy is evolving for our series Economy 4.0, and he filed this report from Frankfurt.
On the trading floor of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange, I see no yelling or wild gesticulating. It's the hushed intensity of a master control room with traders arranged in computer-lined bull rings. The dominant sound is this. Electronic tiles flip through rapidly changing stock prices on the scoreboards overhead. Financial journalist Bernard Uniman has an office across the courtyard from this trading floor.
German Stock Exchange decided that this is a good marketing instrument. You have more television stations on the gallery than you have really traders on the floor.
The main work of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange is really miles away in an even more space-age facility where we find Rainer Ries, a managing director at the German Exchange.
Today, the Frankfurt floor is predominantly connected to German banks and brokerages.
Ries is preparing for the big day in May when engineers here will flip a switch and much of Europe will get instant electronic access to the 10,000 stocks and other financial instruments that trade here.
All 250 members in 19 countries will be able to trade directly. So most banks and brokerages from throughout Europe will have a direct connection and can send orders to the Frankfurt Stock Exchange more easily.
Old way. Hi, Hans in Frankfurt. This is Javier in Madrid. A client wants Volkswagen stock. What's your price? The new way, Javier hits a button.
In the future, what will happen is actually that a Spanish bank can directly enter the trade, will immediately see the execution on their screen, and can electronically inform their customer in Spain.
Or Sweden, Italy, most of Europe electronically. Does this mean they'll shut down the trading floor where human beings have been part of stock trading since 1896? No. There will still be some humans on the floor who can intervene in the digital chain of events so things are orderly and the prices are right. Plus, they need something for those TV cameras. In Frankfurt, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And finally, the city of Austin, Texas, is asking residents for help coming up with a new name for its Solid Waste Services Department to better reflect all the things the department does, like recycling, street sweeping, and storm debris cleanup. Well, here are some of the ideas that have come in so far. The Department of Neat and Clean, Austin Area Clean and Green, the AACG, and my favorite, the Ministry of Filth. You can send me your ideas via Twitter at Jeremy Hobson. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Millions of workers in China are heading home for the Chinese New Year, but for the factories they work for, it could well be the long goodbye.
The challenge for us is really see how to foresee people operate left to hometown, whether they will be back or not.
I'm Bob Moon, Home Sweet Home, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.